Household income level seems to have little or no impact on how much food we waste. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. How expensive does our food have to get before we start trying to waste less of it? The United National Environment Program reports that low-income households in certain countries actually waste more of their food than high-income households. Ag economist Brian Rowe with The Ohio State University has researched this as well.
Some households are very financially focused and need to really think about that and try to pinch every penny because they really have to or it's their nature. Others, not so. So at the household level, we just don't have a uniform signal about the financial penalty of waste being fundamentally important. For some, obviously, it is. Others, it's not consistently there.
Rowe says food waste reduction campaigns might want to focus on that a little more.
Things such as just reminding people and changing simple habits so that they can enjoy those financial benefits of reducing waste, I think is a really big public service to those households as well. Every household would enjoy getting $500 or $1,000 more per year from savings from reducing food waste.
Tomorrow, the multiple reasons to work harder to control food waste on all levels. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.